Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome to this country profile special episode of the HR Chat Show. Hello, this is your host today, Bill Banham. Guyana's economy registered a staggering real growth of 62% last year. Wowza. And it has been forecast to expand by a further 25% this year. Revenue from oil exports and royalties is expected to climb 31% to $1.63 billion this year, fueled by an average $83 per barrel price for Guyana's export basket. With new oil revenue flooding into Guyana, comes an opportunity to rapidly develop infrastructure and the skills of its working citizens. Joining me on the pod today is Rita Sukrit. Yes, you may remember Rita. She's been on a couple of shows before because she's awesome. Rita is Canada's learning lead over at Hemsley Fraser, skilled in aligning business goals with L&D strategy. Rita helps companies implement innovative solutions using tech, tools, and frameworks. Check out episode 535 with Rita, for example, to learn more. Also joining me on today's show is Dr. Vishnu Durega, Chairman of Action Invest Caribbean, and as past president, chairman, and counselor of many business support organizations, including the Georgetown Chamber and the Guyana National Bureau of Standards, Vishnu has over 20 years of private sector development service. Vishnu comes from a mechanical engineering background, and having evolved into business, he is now a certified business coach, mentor, trainer, and speaker. Hey, Vishnu. Hey, Rita. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much, Bill, for having us.
Listen, as I mentioned in the intro, we do have two guests today, of course, and I'll be directing questions at each of them because that makes it easier for me before we have a wrap-up question geared at both. So the first few questions actually are for you, Dr. Vishnu. Why don't you start by taking a minute and telling our listeners a bit about yourself, your career background, and some of the areas of focus.
Thank you. I'm based in Guyana, South America. Started off with an engineering background as a mechanical engineer, but very quickly transitioned into business. Been in business now for the past 20 years. We own about 10 companies, and I've headed many of the private and public sector business support organizations, which caused us, you know, in 2014 to develop a company that's very much focused on the development of our people, because, you know, what is a country if not its people? So very, very focused on education and the development of countries in our region.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So Dr. Vishnu, I'd now love you to talk a little bit about ACI and your personal vision for Guyana, because it's exciting times.
Yeah, so we established Action Invest Caribbean in 2014. After many years of working in these organizations, I realized that, you know, we did need an entity that was much better focused on providing the direct support that companies need to get to the next level. We are ISO certified, ISO 9001 certified for training and coaching. We're a registered educational institution, and we continue to deliver new solutions to the market that allows a country that, you know, is still a developing country with a fairly low GDP per capita to make use of the opportunity that now exists due to a oil and gas industry, which has really come alive in the past couple of years. I think for my own vision for Guyana is turning this developing country into a developed one. We've had most of our population migrate over the past couple of decades, now having more Guyanese living outside of Guyana than in Guyana, and for many different reasons. But you know, one of the key reasons is that people are looking for a better life. And I think through developing and equipping and empowering people here in Guyana, we can ensure that we are living in a country that allows all of us to fulfill our aspirations.
Thanks for tuning in to the HR Chat Podcast. If you're enjoying this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And now, back to the conversation.
So, Dr. Bishnu, in December 2022, ACI and Hemsley Fraser signed a partnership. Maybe you can now share, what was it about Hemsley Fraser that made you want to partner with them? And as part of the answer as well, what are ACI's expectation from the partnership?
Yep. So I got exposed to Hemsley Fraser through Rita's, you know, before that. And we started to collaborate on some smaller projects, which includes creating courses for ISO awareness. And the more I understood the use of technology, the learning methodologies that were applied as well, and just the commitment towards bringing a product to Guyana that does not yet exist, you know, those things put together really made me want to partner with Hemsley Fraser, because, you know, in the world, there are always companies that could collaborate, but, you know, you need all the ingredients to make it happen. And on paper, sometimes it's easy to see, well, you know, there's a need here, there's a supply there. But then also, as people, do we connect? Do both sides have the level of commitment to make the initiative a success? And I do believe that this partnership does. And therefore, you know, my expectations are that not only do we provide creative solutions to our market, we already now have a portal that has a number of key training resources in place, but how do we also investigate what the organizations in our market require to move them to the next level in a more customized manner, similar to what we have experienced in our initial project with Hemsley Fraser.
Okay. And speaking of Hemsley Fraser, hey, Rita, we've not really chatted yet today on this pod. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm really enjoying listening to the conversation so far.
So, Rita, I think this is the third time we've had you on the HR Chat podcast so far. You and I getting to know each other pretty well. We've done some events together as well in Toronto. Listeners, Rita is a wonderful person to work with, and she's just a nice human being. So, Rita, keep it up. Hey, Rita, talk a little bit about Hemsley Fraser Canada and your vision of the partnership between ACI and you guys.
Yes, Bill. And thanks for all those kind words. You know, I may be thinking big. We would say go big or go home, but it's really my vision that this partnership be number one in Guyana's corporate learning landscape. Good partnerships really, really complement each other. We've got ACI, which is a local Guyanese training company, and we have Hemsley Fraser, a global L&D company. We've been collaborating for some time now to launch a modernized learning solution. I think at Hemsley, we aim to understand the challenges of an emerging market so that we can frame those challenges into some solid creative solutions for ACI and other local businesses. What I would really, really like to see is companies integrate learning as part of their organization strategy. I mean, think about it, right? You've got most companies, they have a marketing, they have sales, they have a finance strategies, yet learning is still viewed as a nice to have, when in fact, it is what really drives employee performance.
Okay, very good, very good. Rita, another one for you. What you you went down to Guyana as we record this interview towards the end of March, a couple of months ago, I think.
Yeah.
And you and I had a chat afterwards, and you were just so excited for all the possibilities down there. It must be an amazing time to be in the country, actually. All the potential to, for example, upskill and reskill employees is huge. What initial impressions do you have of corporate learning in Guyana?
Yeah, the excitement was just incredible. And, you know, I think the best way for me to answer this question is to take you on a very, very quick synopsis of corporate learning. And I delivered this when I was there in Guyana. So I'm going to condense it to like 10 seconds. In 1998, we saw the introduction of e-learning and blended learning. In 2005, it was all about the high potentials and developing their skills. In 2012, the introduction of digital learning came into the fold. And by 2022, directly stemming from the pandemic, was trends such as learning in the flow of work and designing for the moment of need. But by 2023 now, coming out of the pandemic, it's all about a modern learning marketplace. And what I mean by that is reaching today's learner by really understanding how they interact with the world and what their preferred method is for accessing information, whether it's digital or not. Each company is probably on a different marker on this scale. But let me say, everyone can attain a modern learning platform that truly benefits its employees and the organization itself.
Okay, thanks, Rita. Hey, Vishnu, Guyana is, of course, quickly becoming a country of interest to many foreign corporations. How do you plan to upskill employees to enable them to work on a global platform?
Good question. We started off in 2014 as a coaching company because we realized that if we're going to have significant change, we do need to start with the leadership of various organizations. However, unlike the rest of the developed world, where there are coaching practices, where it's easy to refer a company to the necessary training, which would have been discovered after doing some type of gap analysis and understanding where the company wants to arrive. We realized that that did not exist in Ghana. So in the year after and since then, we've been investing heavily into acquiring and delivering on many training programs, many upskilling programs as well. And what has worked well and what has been common in Ghana is the in-class training sessions on a wide range of business and professional skills. We've also, through COVID, also had an acceleration in delivering this material, this content through virtual platforms. So that has also helped with us reaching a much wider segment of our population. Just to give you an idea, we have about 80% of our population living along a very thin strip of land on the coastland, whilst we have 20% of the population spread out across the vast interior of the country. So reaching them is not always easy, and getting to the different ends of that strip as well is not very easy. So technology has allowed us to reach a lot more people. And we have been playing around with learning platforms for quite a while. We have our own platform. So by being able to work with Hemsley Fraser and Rita and her team, we now are able to deliver additional tools, additional ways in which persons can access knowledge and be able to, even work on their own development on their own time, because that's sometimes the difficulty when you have an in-person session that's on a fixed date or even something that is online but that is live. It might not always fit the schedule of the person, especially since we have a very small population, just 750,000 people now, with an economy that is heading into the direction of being the highest, production capacity of oil per capita. So you can only imagine the amount of jobs that are being created that need to be filled, the amount of opportunities that exist, for which people have to prepare themselves whilst they're working. So the opportunities that, what we're really looking at bringing to the market is making sure that people in Guyana, employees in Guyana, anyone who wants to develop themselves, has a wide range of options available to them right here in Guyana.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, Rita, maybe you can now talk a little bit about how you plan to introduce global learning strategies, trends, and best practices in the Guyanese market.
I think for me, really, it's about bringing awareness to the environment. It's a tough sell when it comes to learning, as most organizations don't see the value or the necessity of it. And this happens not just in Guyana, it happens here as well. And other clientele, we've seen this. But for Hemsey Fraser to introduce learning strategies, trends, and best practices, we really need more people in organizations like Dr. Vision and ACI. When you think about it, I would say they've taken a leap of faith with us, as they already probably know that training will become an important investment in this market. We plan to reach and we plan to build more alliances going forward. That's really how we're going to do it.
Okay, great answer. Thank you very much. Guys, we're already coming towards the end of this particular conversation. I can't believe it. Just a couple more questions for you. Vishnu, for you, ACI is known for its coaching strategies, of course. Do you guys coach internal employees too? And if so, how does it differ from external clients?
Yeah, so most of the external clients that we work with are generally the owners and CEOs of medium to large organizations. So in many cases, yes, the focus is on their personal goals, but more so on the organizational goals as well, since they do have the responsibility of moving those organizations towards the vision and towards achieving their annual goals as well. With that said, we also, in many cases, coach the employees of those organizations in terms of finding alignment. You know, what do they want personally? How does that align with the organization? And to have a lot of clarity around that. And in some cases, it's easy. You know, the person wants to be involved in developing others or serving others, and that is exactly what the organization does. Well, in those cases, there's a very clear alignment. There might be other cases where the goal of the person is to maybe help to pay with the mortgage of the house that the family is living in, or maybe buying their mom a new sewing machine. But whatever it is, to make sure that they also understand that with the contribution that they make at work, the rewards that they receive for that actually allows them to then achieve their personal goals. So getting very, very clear on alignment and then moving to the steps that will allow them to achieve that particular goal. And, you know, we do this for external companies and their teams, but we also do it internally. Internally, one of the big differences is that we have, you know, scheduled coaching sessions on a weekly basis, which are group coaching sessions. So the team gets together and in a group format, people are able to share. So in that way, they also learn not just from the process with the coach present, but they also learn from each other. And then on a monthly basis, we have individual coaching sessions that help persons understand how to, you know, what are some areas, you know, the coach understands what the areas are that the person needs help with, and then it gets mapped out. One of the big reasons why we do this, and it might also be a good lesson for your audience, is that in many cases when someone is hired, they're hired to do a specific job, and they might be fearful. There might be some level of fear of them worrying that their direct supervisor believes that they cannot do the job, or they don't want to ask the direct supervisor questions that might make them appear as if they are not fully fit for that job. So if we don't create an atmosphere where they have that place where they can ask the questions, get the support, do the learning, we can end up with subpar performance. So yes, we do it for both internal and external. And again, the results speak for themselves.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay. My last question here is for you both. Okay. Let's have Rita go first, followed by Vishnu. So when Rita finishes her answer, Vishnu, if you then want to jump in and give us yours. And the question is as follows: in 60 seconds or less, what is your hope for the future of learning in Guyana? Rita, please go first.
Sure. I have very, very high hopes. Hemsey Fraser Canada and ACI have built solid partnership in digital learning that is actually paving the way for digital innovation. We initially started with e-learning. We introduced a digital book. We brought in some training videos, and now we're dropping in a meta portal. Hemsley realizes that each organization is unique, making it a challenge to adapt. And we have deepened our research in this area and maximizing our partnership with ACI. It is really, really my hope that the Guyanese workforce will benefit with opportunities to grow their corporate learning practice. Over to you, Dr. Vishnu.
Yep. So from my end, my hope for the future and my plan for the future is that we are in a prosperous Guyana, and a prosperous Guyana requires highly competent and capable and committed professionals. So what we want to do is ensure that we have the tools available to the professionals who want to take themselves to the next level, and to also by ways of opportunities like this, communicate as well to the market, the audience out there, of what the possibilities are, because people don't know what they don't know unless they get exposed to information that they did not already have available to themselves. So our plan for the future is to ensure that we make learning options, learning opportunities as available as possible, as accessible as possible, and to ensure that they are aligned with developing people, developing their skills that will be needed for this economy that we are now growing into. And to anyone out there who has heard about Guyana, I would like to, you know, provide an open invitation to visit us here in Guyana. There are many opportunities. We do have a small population, and we need as many hands on deck as possible.
Man, I want to go to Guyana.
And you should.
I've seen the pictures. It looks beautiful.
It is.
Okay, well, that just leaves me to say for today that that's all of my questions for you. Rita, Vishnu, thank you both very much for being my guests on this episode.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And listeners, as always, until next time, happy working.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.